Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, chapters 19, verses 1 through 10. Please rise for the gospel reading. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be a guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Would you please join me in prayer? Holy Spirit, come to this place. Open our hearts to hear. Open our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, as we listen to the message that will be shared. May your Spirit move within us, illuminating our minds and touching our hearts with your truth. Lord, grant us understanding and insight that we may be transformed by your word and inspired to live according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, church.
Morning.
It's hard to believe that we are already in the fifth Sunday of Lent. I remember when I distributed ashes on Ash Wednesday, on that day it was very cold and still the day was covered with snow. But now we feel the spirit of spring everywhere, in the air, in the trees, and on the streets, as we see the new shoots and flower coming. Let me ask you, how is your Lenten journey going? Have you encountered the Lord spoken of in the Gospel of Luke? My son Nathan loved to go on Pokemon journeys. The weekends are the only time he can play the Pokemon Go. For him, the purpose of his journey is to catch as many new Pokemon as possible and to battle and win. But we, as Christians, our Lenten journey should focus on encountering Jesus deeply, understand his mission, and following him. Today's gospel lesson is a story of a person who encountered the heart of Jesus deeply. You're probably familiar with this story because it is the one of the most favorite stories for Sunday school children and for most Christians. We often make fun of Zacchaeus because of what he has done to see Jesus, climbing up the sycamore tree to see Jesus. But this story gives us an important message of who Jesus is and what mission he came for. Here is how the story begins. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through town. A man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he couldn't because of the crowd. To give you a better understanding of this story, let me provide some brief information about the city of Jericho and the timeline of Jesus' ministry. If you open the Bible to Luke chapter 19, you will see this story takes place right before Jesus enters Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, which we will celebrate next Sunday. That means Jesus had only a week to go on Passion and to die on a cross. His heart must have been heavy and troubled because of the impending death. Nevertheless, Jesus, he did not stop lifting up the lowly and the saving the lost on the way to Jerusalem. As you see this map, Jericho is located about 15 miles northeast of Jerusalem near the Jordan River. It is known as the first city that the Israelites conquered when they arrived in Canaan after escaping from Egypt. In Jesus' time, Jericho was known as an oasis city due to the numerous freshwater springs it contained. King Herod even built his winter palace nearby because of the warm climate and abundance of fresh water. Since Jericho attracted the rich and the powerful during Jesus' time, it was a city where diverse people lived and where their lives were very competitive for limited resources. Think about the New York City. It's very comparative, right? So in the understanding, we can imagine that there would likely have been a significant wealth gap and conflicts between people. In a place where competition has become the principle of life, those born with unfavorable conditions must have found it difficult to live. And I believe Zacchaeus was one of those. The Bible gives us limited information about Zacchaeus. However, we can guess what kind of person he was. The name Zacchaeus comes from a Hebrew word, Zaka, which means to be pure and clean. The name reflects the honest desire of his parents for their son to live a clean and blameless life. However, reality did not align with their hopes. Zacchaeus lived branded as a traitor to his Jewish people, marked as a collaborator with Romans due to his role as a tax collector. The biggest reason that the Jewish people hated tax collectors was because they collected taxes on behalf of the Roman Empire, exploiting their fellow citizens by charging more and keeping a portion of the collected taxes for themselves. He was someone who could not live up to his name. Another fact we know about him is that he was short, probably not just slightly below average, but very short. Let's use our imagination and assume what his youth was like. Because of his small height, he must have always been ignored or teased by friends, as we call him, wee little Zacchaeus. Perhaps his choice of becoming a tax collector was due to the lack of other opportunities. Constantly being overlooked because of his height, he may have developed a strong will to prove himself and avoid being ignored. He probably worked very hard to obtain the position of a chief tax collector. He probably didn't care what people said about him, traitor or sinner, until he obtained that position. However, once he reached the top of position as a tax collector, he must have felt emptiness and loneliness deep in his heart, because no one wanted him to be their friend. In a sense, we can say that he was truly an outcast and outside by the Jewish community. When he felt the emptiness and the loneliness, despite his wealth, Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was in town. Eager to see Jesus because of the good things he had heard about him, befriending tax collectors, sinners, outcasts, and outsiders, Zacchaeus attempted to catch a glimpse of him. However, surrounded by a crowd, he could not see Jesus' face. He probably tried to, standing with tiptoe, and maybe probably jumped, but nothing helped him. So what he had done, he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree. Finally, he was able to see Jesus' face. Then something amazing happened. Jesus not only noticed Zacchaeus in the trees, he called him by name, "Zacchaeus, hurry, come down. I want to visit you. I want to have a dinner with you." Zacchaeus must have been very surprised and happy by the fact that Jesus knew his name, even though he had never met him before. It probably gave him a special feeling because people often recognize him by his appearance or by his position. That's what we often do when we see someone, but we don't know the person well. We identify them with their appearance, their position, their title, or their relationship. But Jesus was different. He called Zacchaeus by name, made eye contact, and spoke to him face to face. "Zacchaeus, hurry, come down, for I must stay at your house today." This Jesus' gentle and warm gesture opened Zacchaeus' mind to accept Jesus as his friend and gave him assurance that, yeah, he's the Lord, he's the Savior, he is the Messiah. Here, I want you to notice one thing. When Jesus invited himself to Zacchaeus' house and befriended him, Jesus did not demand repentance or give him a sermon. Instead, Jesus gave him an attention, called him by name, and showed him grace, and treated him with kindness. This is because to Jesus, no matter who they are, how sinful they are all valued and worthy of receiving his amazing grace. When Zacchaeus experienced this grace, something within him changed forever. In verse 8, Zacchaeus responded to his amazing grace by declaring that he'd like to give half of his possessions to the poor and promised to repay four times over if he had cheated anyone using his position. In Methodist term, we call what Zacchaeus experienced is justifying grace that forgives our sin, restores our broken relationship with God, and make us a new person in Christ. When Jesus heard Zacchaeus' response, he was very, very pleased and said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." By the amazing grace, Zacchaeus reclaimed his name and becoming a clean and pure person as his parents wished him for. And his old self, characterized by greed and ambition, was gone. Now he was born again as a new person in Christ and received salvation. Church, this demonstrates the power of God's grace and illustrates why Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. One time, we are all like Zacchaeus. We were lost, we were broken, and we thirsted and hungered for the truth. And when we were in the situation, Jesus came to us. Jesus touched our heart, and he called us by our name, and he made us as his friend, and Jesus accepted us as his beloved children of God. So church, as we continue our journey through Lent, let us be open to the transforming power of God's grace in our lives. May we, like Zacchaeus, respond with joy, willingness, and generosity to the call of Jesus, who came to seek and save the lost. I pray that our Lenten journey be a time of renewal, repentance, and spiritual growth. Amen.